Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got our good buddy Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, among other books. And his new book is called Re-Engage, which he promised us that he would tell us about. And when it came out, it's out, and he's here to talk to us about it right now. Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you. Did you receive it?
I have got it in my hand.
Excellent.
Absolutely. No question, no problem. Thank you for being here. And Lee, one of the things that when I thought about your book and as I looked at it, I thought about small business owners out there. There are people out there who are doing okay right now, but there's still a lot of pain and anxiety in the marketplace. There's still a lot of people out there. I report on surveys all the time. I talk to small business owners all the time of surveys and of small business owners, mm-hmm. and I'm still feeling sensing a lot of anguish out there. At a time when we've got assets, we've got resources, we've got structure, we've got strategies and the ability to deliver things to the marketplace, when not as many people as we'd like are asking us for that, when they're not taking it off our hands as much as we'd like for them to, all we've got left in those quiet moments is each other.
We're
inside of our four walls. Mm-hmm. With our group, with our team, with our organization, we've got to take this time to get ourselves organized, to get us working together, to make sure that we're all pulling in the same direction. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true. I spoke to a company just yesterday that we contacted about the book. They're a larger company out in Phoenix, Arizona, called Microsoft Technologies.
Yeah.
But they're in the microchip industry, and they had to, all the other microchip companies were laying people off.
Mm-hmm.
And their senior leader said, "We're not going to do that. We're going to find a way to keep our people." And so he went to the employees and said, "We've got to figure it out. We've got to, see if we can save jobs." And the production workers agreed to take every third week off without pay.
Hmm.
And gradually, as the economy has improved, they've gone to every sixth week off, and then they went to every 12th week off.
Wow.
And things are doing much better. And everybody else in the company took a 10% pay cut.
Yeah.
And the employees volunteered because they knew the production workers were going to have a hard time making it.
Right.
They volunteered to donate money to them.
Wow.
So
they were all in it together, weren't they?
They were in together. And that's one of the things we found in our research, looking at all these employee surveys that we've been doing for all these years through, the American City Business Journals that sponsor the research. They sponsor these best places to work competitions
right.
around the country in 45 cities. So there's probably one near wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
if you're a listener to this show. You've probably got a local business journal where you can compete to be selected as one of the best places to work. And by the way, a third of those are small businesses. That
mm-hmm.
out of the 10,000 employers that have competed over the last 5 years are small businesses. I'm sorry, I forgot where I was going.
Well, one of the things that you talk about on these surveys. Now, you've been part of this for a long time, haven't you? You've been involved in this kind of research for a long time.
I have. My last book was The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. That was based on a different set of survey data, which was about 20,000 exit interviews that were done by third party.
Mm-hmm.
This is based on 2.1 million So the magnitude of this most recent research is way beyond what I've done before, because it's coming from all these surveys that have been done for 5 years.
And folks, this is an ivory tower pontification that Lee's talking about. As he said, this is rubber meets the road, real live human beings, their responses, the organizations they work for. This is real world. That's a huge sampling of the marketplace, Lee.
It's the biggest study that's been done of employee engagement that has included small business. Most
wow.
studies that have been done have included large companies.
And of this group, a third of them are small business?
A third are small business, which means about 3,500
right.
businesses around the country.
And how did you define small business? You know how they defined it?
They defined it as up to 50 employees.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to come back to that because this is an important point, folks. And we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Lee Branham. The book is called Re-Engage, 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got Lee Branham back on the show, by the way, folks. And Lee is well represented in our website. His body of work, the body of work that he's deposited with us over the years, is right there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you go there today, you'll find Lee's very prominent picture and information right there, and a link to, very handy link to all the things that he's done with us over the years. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we've got about 1,500 other people like Lee. Not that any of them can compare to Lee. I don't mean that, but we got the largest community of small business experts on the planet right there in our brain trust at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, by the way. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Re-Engage is the book. The authors are Lee Branham and Mark Hirschfeld. We need to make sure we get Mark's name in there, Lee. I know you agree with that.
Yep.
And it's all about this research that was conducted, extreme research, significant, I think, precedent-setting research on organizational behavior. And Lee, I was talking, we went to the break, I was asking about you said that a third of them were small businesses. Now, did you say that they considered small businesses to be 50 employees or less?
Yes.
So you know that that's a pretty narrow interpretation of small business, which I disagree with, by the way.
Yeah.
And so I suspect that if you see, in my opinion, I disagree with the SBA. The SBA says 500 employees or less. I actually think a better example of a small business is 100 employees or less.
Yeah.
And so if you took that into consideration, that number is probably a lot more than a third. And so,
well, it is, because of the middle section, there are 3,500 medium-sized companies.
Right.
Yeah.
So talk to us about some of the things that you learned from these companies.
Well, it's interesting. What we identified were our what we call six universal engagement drivers, which means six basic human needs that employees in any size company have to have in order to be satisfied and productive at work every day. And it doesn't matter what size you are, those six universal drivers apply. So there's a lot more in common among the different size companies than what's different. What we did find regarding the size of a company is that companies in locations where there's 150 or fewer employees, they have much higher employee engagement scores.
Hmm.
So
the smaller companies had higher engagement scores than the larger companies.
That's correct. And the reason is...
But you know that I'm not surprised, right, Lee?
I wouldn't think you would be. As a small business advocate, you know this in your bones, I think.
Go ahead.
Right? I mean, and the reason is that people get to know one another, and there's a sense of teamwork and camaraderie.
And family.
And, you know, if you get too big to a point where you don't know everybody, and they've done studies on this, Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point,
yep.
Talked about the rule of 150.
Yeah.
and we found it to be absolutely validated in this research. And
well, it's all part of the dividend that management receives by practicing MBWA.
Management by walking around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's part of that's one of the dividends, isn't it?
That's right. You can be small and still be isolated in your office.
Right.
That's right.
But if you've got an organization that you can get up and walk around in, if the top people can walk around in that organization, there's a dividend there. And beyond 150 employees, it's hard to get your hands around that, is it? Get your arms around that.
That's exactly right. That's why the W.L. Gore Company in Maryland, whenever they get to a point where they have several locations and manufacturing plants, but when they get to a point where they have 150 or more employees, they open a new place.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, of course, now one thing we don't want to lead people to believe that we think small business owners can't improve, because one of the things that happens, Lee, it seems to me, is the smaller the group, the more familiar they are, the more they are like a family, but also the less sophisticated the management practices are. The larger the group, the more sophisticated they are. And so the people may like each other, but the quality of the business may suffer the smaller they are. And so help us get these small groups that are so good with the people, these small companies that are so good with their people, help us understand how we can do a better job with our practices.
Well, I tell you what we identified. We identified seven things that leaders do of these small businesses, because we looked at senior leadership as the most important of the six drivers. A senior leader who has made a commitment to make his organization a great place to work. And we tell a story of a guy in Omaha, Nebraska, who was a psychologist who runs a facility for brain-injured war veterans in Omaha, Nebraska. It's called Quality Living.
God bless him.
Yep. They care for brain-injured, spinal cord-injured, severe physical disabilities. They're approved by the Department of Defense.
There's a special place in heaven for those guys.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly right. And his name is Dr. Kim Hogeveen. And he was a psychologist. He had never been a leader. And 20 years ago, when he became CEO, he went around and interviewed every leader he could find in Omaha, Nebraska. In other words, he became a student of leadership.
Right.
And that, to me, is what's inspiring. I don't think we don't have a lot of CEOs and business owners who are students of leadership.
Yeah, and that's something we've got to reinstall in the marketplace and in our society, Lee.
Yeah.
We've got to find more leadership qualities. We've got to install that, instill that, educate that, like you were just talking about. Quick break, 10 till. Lee Branham and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.